Let's now explore these issues further with a former senior State and Defense Department official. And I'm now joined by Leslie Gelb, who is the President Emeritus and Senior Board Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. Leslie Gelb is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who has also served as a senior official in both the State and Defense Departments. His books include Our Own Worst Enemy, The Unmaking of American Foreign Policy, and Power Rules, How Common Sense Can Rescue American Foreign Policy. Welcome to Background Briefing, Leslie Gelb.
Good to be with you.
And clearly, we just spoke recently where we were sort of bemoaning the state of U.S.-Pakistan relations. Given what just happened with the killing of bin Laden, things couldn't get worse. What's your reaction to this?
Well, the first reaction, I think, is everyone's, is that he couldn't have been living next door to the presidential palace, so to speak, without the Pakistanis knowing about it. I think it's pretty clear they did. I think it's also pretty clear that in some way they knew we were going to get him on Sunday and didn't interfere. But none of that is going to clear away the problems between them and us. I think bin Laden's location for all these years in all probability just reinforces the notion that we're fighting a war in Afghanistan that can't be won without the help of Pakistan, and we really aren't getting that help.
Well, it would seem to be that if the calculus on the part of the Pakistanis was, let the Americans do it so we don't suffer the backlash, if that were the case, then one would think that they wouldn't have allowed it to happen within 2 miles of their equivalent of West Point.
You would think, but having spent my life in the foreign policy business, I will tell you with absolute confidence, weirder things have happened than that one.
This is an area, apparently, retired military, senior military people. A lot of money was spent on this. It was known as locally as the Waziristan Mansion. We know Waziristan is where the Haqqani network, yes, protected by the ISI. This is the thing that most disturbs me, Leslie Gelb, is that if the first scenario that you suggested, the most logical one, is that the Pakistanis have been absolutely sheltering this guy for God knows how long, that leaves open the possibility of all kinds of perfidious possibilities in the relationship and the extent to which we've been deceived all along. It even takes you back to before 9/11 and opens up some really, really serious questions.
Well, sure it does, but you know, before 9/11, we knew the PACs were helping the Taliban, and we were in league with both of them to drive the Soviets out of Afghanistan. And look, in many respects, we deceive ourselves, because everyone who knew Pakistan, this is really without exception, knew that the PACs were utterly focused on India. That was their problem, that was their hatred, and they were going to do anything in Afghanistan that helped them position themselves against India. And if they thought the Taliban could run to India, they were sure as hell going to make sure that they stayed close enough to the Taliban to prevent that from ever happening. And that's basically what their mentality has been all along.
Well, I suppose, though, the cynical questions arise about whether or not they have profited from this war and whether or not it's possible that they had any prior knowledge of 9/11. That's the question that comes to mind. If they've been sheltering this guy all along, which may well be the case, that's the troubling question. And then, you ask yourself, well, if that were the case, what were they thinking?
You know, it's not surprising that you raised that question, or that other Americans would now. Something in me makes me think they didn't know 9/11, that was strictly an Al-Qaeda operation, and that they didn't need the PACs, and they certainly didn't need to tell the PACs they were going to do it.
Well, but they were all, according to these latest WikiLeaks cables, all of the key players were in Pakistani cities at the time of 9/11.
Yeah, that's true, but that doesn't mean that the PACs knew about it or were in any way complicit. That's a leap, but a leap that others are going to make, given what we now know about their sheltering of bin Laden.
What's your sense then of I mean, this relationship, Leslie Gelb, again, I'm speaking with Leslie Gelb, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and president emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations. Clearly, this relationship, both at a governmental level and in terms of the U.S.-Pakistan militaries and intelligence services, could not be much worse and could not get much worse. On the other hand, is it possible they could get better?
Well, we've made tries at that very hard for the last couple of years without much result. Look, the basic problem is this. The PACs keep saying to us and to the Afghans and to the world that, you know, you can't really rely on the United States in Afghanistan. That at a certain point, they're just going to cut and run and leave you hanging. And on the other hand, they are supporting our enemies, the Taliban, making it almost impossible for us to stay there and win the war. And there should be a rule in life. Whenever you're caught in a contradiction like that, you get the devil out of there. And we keep hoping we can turn the Pakistanis around and get their support, but we keep failing, and we keep not drawing the proper conclusion, which is we really have to adjust our policy in Afghanistan and speed up the withdrawal process.
So given that our policy has been essentially caught in a civil war between Vice President Biden's argument for a counter-terrorism strategy and the military, Petraeus and et cetera, and McChrystal before him, their counter-insurgency strategy, and I guess we've gotten sort of neither or a bit of both, but now that bin Laden's gone, surely the counter-terrorism strategy has lost a lot of its steam.
Well, you would think so, but, you know, that doesn't mean that the counter-Taliban strategy to fight it out in Afghanistan makes any more sense. It may mean that the reason we went to Afghanistan in the first place, namely to eliminate the Al-Qaeda threat or make the Al-Qaeda threat from Afghanistan manageable, has been more or less accomplished.
Well, that is, I think, apparently the fear amongst a lot of the Afghan officials. I don't know about Karzai, but others have expressed concern that now that bin Laden's been eliminated, maybe the U.S. will pack up and leave.
I know they fear that, but they fear that something or other along those lines every week. And I don't think we are just going to pack up and leave. And I'm not proposing we just pack up and leave. What I'm proposing is that we speed up that withdrawal process and that we put the Afghans on notice that it's not going to be four more years until, you know, 2015, January 2015, that we relieve ourselves of the combat responsibility, but it's going to happen much sooner, and that we're going to put the burden on them much sooner where it belongs. You know, no one has ever won a war in another country like this, fighting for someone else harder than that group fights for itself. It just doesn't work. It never works.
Arguably didn't work in Vietnam, and that was
the sure didn't.
Criticism of the South Vietnamese Army. Well, Leslie Gelb, what do you think of the role of the current Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton? Because it was, what, a year or so ago that she basically broke diplomatic protocol and in a press conference, I think with some Pakistani students, really went after the what she suggested was a duplicitous Pakistani government and military, who she felt, she asked rhetorically, how could they not know where bin Laden is?
Well, she was right, and I think she was right to do it. And we've been calling the Pakistanis on this and other issues for the last several months now, and the result has been what you see, a relationship on the verge of breaking. And it's terrible for them and for us. You know, we want to stay close to the Pakistanis. They're a failing state. They're a nuclear state. We want to help them out. But you can't want to help any nation out more than they want to help themselves out. That's the story in Pakistan. That's the story in Afghanistan.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Leslie Gelb.
You're very welcome.
Again, I've been speaking with Leslie Gelb, who is the President Emeritus and Board Senior Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who's also served as a senior official in both the State and Defense Department, and he's the author of Power Rules, How Common Sense Can Rescue American Foreign Policy. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking about what happened to all of the foreign aid that the U.S. has in the pipeline for Pakistan.